You listen to this podcast every day because it's your KC local reliable news source. You take us seriously. But you know, we like to get down and we want you to party with us. Join us at our annual benefit Radioactive on June 14th. NPR's All Things Considered host Ari Shapiro is the featured guest at this party, and it's gonna be bumping. You gotta be there. Sponsorship packages and ticket information are available at kcur.org/radioactive.
UpToDate wants to know what you're talking about with family and friends. You can text UTD to 816-601-4777 to tell us. Again, 816-601-4777. This is UpToDate on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. 9 anti-LGBTQ plus bills were introduced in Missouri's House and Senate committees yesterday, the most of any state, the ACLU says. The bills aims to ban gender-affirming care for children and curriculum that covers gender and sexual identity. Some of the bills address gender transitioning, and there are more topics as well. LGBTQ advocates call it the most dangerous session they've seen in Missouri in years. Joining us now to talk about this is State Senator Greg Razor. He's a Democrat representing the Kansas City area in the Senate and is very concerned about this legislation. Senator Razor, always good to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Steve, it's great to be back.
What are these bills about? Can you click off 3 or 4 topics that these bills are addressing?
It really started with middle and high school kids who want to play sports for their schools. So kids that want to run track and field. Now it's gone on to defunding hospitals who provide care to transgender kids, or taking away licenses from physicians who provide that care. We've seen across the country proposals that parents of transgender kids would be charged with child abuse. These are getting more and more extreme and dangerous and, quite frankly, frightening. I was talking to some parents yesterday who said if it goes beyond sports, they have no choice but to leave the state. And I can't blame them.
Which of these measures concern you the most, Senator? Is it possible for you to sort of prioritize which ones you're most worried about?
You know, they're all dangerous. And let me separate the athlete part from the others. The athlete part, there are 310,000 middle and high school kids who participate in sanctioned sports in Missouri. Less than 10 of those are kids who identify as transgender. Less than 10. That's 1/1,000 of a percent. The impact on those handful of kids obviously is sad. The message it sends to all the other kids, all the other trans kids, all the other kids that are different, is that you could be next. Don't be different. You could be next. And we all know that suicide rates amongst teenage kids are rising. And that worries me, quite frankly. As someone who was a suicidal teenager who did deal with that, I'm very sensitive to it because I know how difficult that age is and how difficult that age is when you're hiding something. So that worries me.
You know, go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry.
The part that gets into the medical community and to charging parents with child abuse, that is so extreme that I can't even put into words yet how I feel about it. And the fact that this has been declared the number one legislative priority by my Republican colleagues in the Senate, with all the issues facing the state of Missouri, 7-8 kids playing sports in middle and high school is their number one priority. It's sad.
You know, lawmakers spent hours in committee hearings on these bills yesterday. I can't help but wonder, what's driving this in your view, Senator? Why is Missouri apparently leading the nation in anti-LGBTQ legislation?
Steve, I don't know why why we're leading the nation. I have to assume that, I mean, this is not an issue. When you talk about 310,000 students, seven of which are transgender, that's not a problem. It had to have been some think tank that thought, here's a social issue that will drive a wedge. And for whatever reason, with Missouri far right Republicans, it has grabbed hold of their imagination and they are running with it. I don't know why us and not some other state, but here we are.
We'll be right back. I wonder how it feels to you personally, Senator, as an openly gay lawmaker in the state capitol.
It is much more personal for me. There's no doubt about it. These kids come to my office and, you know, I tell them, and I mean this to them, that I'm not their friend and I'm not their ally. I'm their family. You know, we're the LGBT community. And I give a lot of hugs and I sit and talk to 11, 12, 13 year olds who have tears in their eyes. And I try to reassure them that I'm there for them. And I try to tell them my own story in ways that they can understand and try to explain to them that we may lose this battle. But Steve, if you go back and look, whether it was barring gay and lesbian people from federal jobs, keeping us out of the military, from being married, we always win the war. And I don't know if the kids can appreciate that yet, that we may lose a battle here and there. But over time, 20 years from now, a lot of the people sponsoring these bills are going to look back and feel really ashamed of what they've done.
You just said,
I truly believe that.
You just said, Senator, that we may lose, you may lose this battle. And I'm wondering, is that the feeling you have right now, that many of these bills may well wind up going to Governor Parson and getting signed into law?
I sure hope not. And I'm going to do everything I can to prevent it. But there's a lot of momentum behind it. I say we may lose this battle. I don't know what's coming. That's just the honest truth. I don't know what's coming. I know I'm ready to stand up for these kids that are misunderstood. I'm ready to stand up for these kids who are being attacked by adults that are in the legislature. And these adults, when asked, freely admit that they don't understand the issue. If you ask them, explain to me who transgender people are. Explain to me the transition process. They can't answer either one of those questions. So why are we legislating? Why are we legislating something you don't understand?
Right, right. And what are you hearing from lawmakers around the nation and interested people from outside of Missouri about all this?
You know, most of what I get back is a lot of positive energy. People know what we're dealing with here. They are just sending well wishes, sending support, sending stats, figures, data. I have a degree in history and kind of know LGBT historians. So I've been talking to them, trying to figure out what point in history are we in right now? What path should I take to fight back on this? And so getting a lot of support around the country of how best to respond to, I guess, a hysteria on something that really isn't an issue.
What can one senator do to stop something like this? How much clout do you have to slow this train?
Well, any one senator at any time in the state of Missouri can walk out onto the floor, kind of like Mr. Smith goes to Washington, and stand there and talk until I fall over. And at some point, though, I will fall over. I can't stand there until 6 p.m. on May the 12th. But I can cause a lot of slowdown and damage to the institution. Any one senator can do that. We saw that with a senator last year who didn't get to wear his overalls, who killed an entire week of session. So that's something I can do. I think more importantly, I've built a great relationship with senators on both sides of the party aisle.
Mm-hmm.
I think my Republican colleagues know me and they respect me. We get along. And so I think they will, the majority of them will want to work with me and want to make sure that we're not hurting kids too much. But it's that phrase too much that bothers me.
Right. You talked about
you're still hurting kids.
You talked about your ability to filibuster, Greg, and I'm wondering if you have allies in that regard that would bolster your line of defense here in taking that step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My Democratic colleagues, they're looking to me, I think, for guidance and leadership on what to do here. Just as we're going to look, you know, I'm going to be looking to Senator Barbara Washington from Kansas City when it comes to critical race theory. You know, do you, when the Black Caucus feels that they have a compromise they can live with, then I'm following that lead. Until then, we're not banning Black history from school, or at least thinking hard about it. So we have a very tight caucus. We're very close to one another. They trust me to do what I think is right. I trust them. And so they'll be there with me.
Listeners who want to be supportive, what can they do to chime in on this issue and be helpful?
You know, if you're a listener, I represent KCUR. I represent downtown, Midtown, Plaza, Brookside, Waldo, Grandview. If you live outside of my district, call your senator, call your representative. If you live in Lee Summit, if you live in the Northland, if you live in Cass County, call and say, there's someone in your district who cares about this issue. Maybe you have a son or daughter, a friend, a neighbor who is transgender. Maybe you just believe that we shouldn't be picking on people who are different. Or maybe you just believe there are bigger issues in the state of Missouri that we should be focused on right now instead of 7-8 kids who want to run track and field in middle school. Whatever the reason, pick up the phone and let them know you have a voter in your district who wants you to vote no or wants you to move on. Right. I cannot fathom that this is what Missourians want us here doing.
That's Missouri State Senator Greg Razor. He's a Democrat representing the Kansas City area in the state Senate. Senator, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave.
Up to Date is produced by Zach Wilson, Reginald David, Elizabeth Ruiz, Zach Perez, and Hannah Cole. Our intern is Claudia Brancard. Our announcer and engineer is Paul Nakatura. Our theme music is composed and performed by the great Bobby Watson. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.